Okay, so what do I always talk about with you guys? God. And what does God want from you? Yes, to worship him, to love him. What else does God want you to do? And talk, yep, pray, talk to God. Those are good answers. But what about each other? What does God want you to do with each other? To be nice, right? To be kind. And to do to other people the way you want people to be with you. So, who here wants to be called a name? Yeah. So, are we supposed to call other people names? No. Who here likes to be walking down the hallway and get shoved into the wall? Yes. Are we supposed to do that? No. What else? Who here likes it when you set something on the counter and say that it's yours to come back and find that somebody else ate it? Yeah, you like that when somebody else eats your thing? Oh, if you don't like it. You guys are keeping me on my toes. Let's say it's your favorite thing and you say, this is mine, don't eat it. And so you come back and someone eats it. What do you think? You wish it hadn't happened. Well, Jesus is all about us treating each other the way we want people to be treating us. So I have a big bag of Skittles. Starburst. Oh, you know what? I bought Starbursts, and then I realized, no, Skittles are my favorite candy. But I bought the wrong kind, but that's okay. Because I'm going to give them to you. Good job, right? But now here's the trick. Do you think you guys should split these up and eat them all yourselves? Or, here's an option. You could each have one, and you could share some with the people who you're making lunches for. Which one? Who wants to keep them all for themselves? Let's just be honest. Okay, but William and Nicole, what would God want you to do?
Share.
Okay. So I'm going to give these to Declan, and he's going to take them into the kitchen. And when you're making the sandwiches, you're going to, there's 100 in here, right? So you make 50 lunches, so there's plenty for you guys to all have a couple, right? Now, what if one of you, William, grabs a huge handful and puts it in his pocket and has more than anyone else? Is that going to be kind? No. Okay. So we're going to trust Declan to help count them out. But Declan, do you know what I'm doing? I'm putting all the pressure on you. Okay, so what do you need to be? Kind and fair and do the math. Right. Okay. So instead of us hogging all these candies, because you know what I could do? If I wanted to, I could keep them and say, just kidding, and eat them all myself, but that wouldn't be very kind. Oh no, I like these. I just like Skittles more. So the whole point of today is we want to be kind to others, right? And you can know if you're being kind if that's the way you want to be treated, right? Is that a surprise to anyone? No, okay. So let's get together and we'll say a prayer. And you're going to actually get to be kind beyond just making the sandwiches because you're going to share an extra special treat. All right? Is that okay? Yeah. Does anybody not want a Starburst?
I don't want one.
You don't like Starbursts? You don't like Starbursts?
I don't like the pink
flavor. You don't like the pink flavor? Well, then you don't have to have the pink one. All right. Well, we'll make it work. Okay, put your hands out, everybody, and let's say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for all that you give us. Help us to remember that you ask us to share what you give us with others. And bless these hands as they go make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Amen. All right, see you guys after Sunday school or sandwich making. Thank you.